Let's start with some questions about real estate law. Some people say, my estate agent can handle everything. Do I need a lawyer?
Well, your agent finds you your dream home for sure. That's their job and they're often very good at it. But I make sure on my end that your dream home doesn't come with a surprise second mortgage or a neighbor who actually owns half your driveway.
What about condos? Are they trickier than houses?
Not always, but they can be. With condos, you have to remember you're not just buying your own unit, you're buying into the whole building. So my role is to make sure that you know about the rules, the fees, and whether you're allowed to have a golden retriever or a goldfish.
It's kind of important to read the fine print in agreements, but do people do that actually?
Almost never, if we're going to be honest, but that's where I come in. I can translate legalese, which people often don't understand, into plain English. And sometimes that ends up with me simply saying, don't sign that.
More seriously, let's talk about wills and estates. What happens if I don't make a will?
If you don't have a will when you pass away, then the government steps in and your assets are distributed based on a legal formula, not your own personal wishes. That can be problematic. I have a friend whose husband passed away and 2/3 of his money is now locked up until their children are 18 because he died without a will. The kids are 10 and 13 and mom certainly could use the money now to help with costs of their care. Dying without a will also means that you lose control over many things. It's like, who will be the guardian of your children? Who will be your executor? What gifts do you leave to whom? It also takes away the ability to do some inheritance planning in terms of taxes, and unfortunately increases the likelihood of family disputes about your estate because nothing is on paper.
I guess nobody wants to be in that situation. So what's the best time to make a will?
In my opinion, as soon as you own real estate or have significant assets, or as soon as you have children, really, when you come from the hospital and you're filling out the information for health cards and social insurance numbers with your kids, you should be filling out a will questionnaire as well.
And what about updating them? I've had several over the course of my life, but I always thought when I made the first one, I was good.
Any big life change, marriage, divorce, kids, or even if you finally won the lottery, is a good time to update your will. If your life changes, your will should change too. Both my assistant and I have 16-year-old kids, and we'll be updating our wills as soon as they turn 18, because this is a milestone which gives them the ability to play some critical roles in the will planning process. It just makes sense to update your will with any major life change.
And a lot of people include in their wills a power of attorney. Is that necessary?
Powers of attorney are very, very important. They are what we refer to as the living will. So while your will takes effect when you die, your powers of attorney come into play when you are alive, but no longer capable of making financial or medical decisions for yourself. So one needs to stop for a minute and think about what you would like that to look like. Would you like the government to take over your decisions or a chosen loved one?
All of these are serious topics, and that's what you're here for, to help make people's mind at ease by providing these answers.
That's right. We're available here, a local law firm in the Ottawa Valley, servicing Ottawa Valley as well as parts of Ottawa. And we're here to help with all of these things that we've spoken about today. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.